KSIV now presents Encounter, a public service program of Bot Radio Network, dedicated to keeping you informed about the issues that affect your life. Now, here's today's Encounter broadcast.
Pro-life. What do you know about pro-life? What do you know about it nationally, internationally, and locally? Well, my guest today is Melissa Hyland. And she is the president of Beautiful Feet International. We're going to give you some insights in what's happening with some of the issues, but you're going to hear about a ministry that's an international ministry that serves people pro-life around the world. Melissa, thanks so much for joining me on Encounter.
Thanks for having me.
Melissa, first of all, tell us a little bit about Beautiful Feet International.
Beautiful Feet International is a ministry that starts pregnancy centers around the world. We have started over 50 pregnancy centers in 17 nations.
Wow. Wow. 50 pregnancy centers in 17 nations. Melissa, how long have you been in pro-life work?
I have been in pro-life ministry since 1996, and then I was working in pro-life ministry in the United States, and then in 2012, my husband got a call from someone out of the blue that wanted to donate a house in Costa Rica to us, actually for a whole different purpose. He knew that our oldest son wanted to be a missionary doctor, and he wanted to donate the house for that purpose. And at the time, my husband said, well, he's got to finish medical school. He's got to do his residency. I'll call you back in 5 years. And when my husband told me that, I said, listen, honey, if somebody wants to give us a house for ministry, you don't say, I'll call you back in 5 years. I remember the exact moment, and I just knew that God wanted us to start a pregnancy center in Costa Rica. And so my husband called him back, and long story short, that's what we ended up doing. We thought it would be just one pregnancy center in Costa Rica, but the Lord just started expanding the ministry within Costa Rica, within Latin America, and then has moved it now to Africa and to the East. And since we opened the first center in 2013, here we are now, 9 years later, and with over 50 centers.
Beautiful Feet International, when did it start?
It started in 2009 as a short-term missions organization, and we started taking teams around the world. And then when the Lord had us start doing these pregnancy ministry, opening pregnancy centers in 2013, we continue taking teams, and we take teams to this day. But now we only go where we have pregnancy ministry work.
And what countries? You said the Latin American countries?
Actually, I should have the list in front of me because I lose track. But we started in Latin America, but we are now in, I'll try to name the countries. We are in Costa Rica, Haiti, Dominican Republic, Cuba, Ecuador, Mexico, Colombia, Costa Rica, Guatemala, Chile, Togo, Liberia, Zambia, Malawi, Uganda, Kenya, Ethiopia, Tanzania, South Africa, India.
This is including the ones in the United States as well as these 17 countries. Amazing. And this all started since 2009?
Yes, and actually starting the international pregnancy centers, we actually opened our first international center in 2013.
Wow, God did some great stuff. How is it different in starting a U.S. pregnancy center and starting one internationally?
I would say that it is dramatically different. I've done both. I think starting a center in the United States was much different because when I got into this work, it had already been well established in mm-hmm. the United States. So I had other people to follow. There were all kinds of organizations and materials and things that I could just draw from the expertise, and I didn't have to come up with so much of the stuff myself. Whereas starting internationally has been quite a bit different. Obviously, the laws are different everywhere you go. It's hard to even know what the laws are. Also, what I have found is that there is almost a complete dearth of pro-life training. So as I go into these churches around the world, and particularly in Africa, when they want me to start pregnancy ministry, I have to really start at the very basics of teaching what is it that the Bible says about the unborn. What is it that the Bible says about human life and how we, how we care for these babies, how we care for their mothers. And so it's been very challenging and also so very rewarding because I'm able to see how God changes the hearts of his people because we work strictly with churches and believers around the world. So even though they don't know these things, because they have the Holy Spirit, when they're and the teaching that we do is from the Bible, when they see these truths explained to them in the Bible, their eyes are opened and they become on fire for wanting to protect the unborn.
Melissa Hyland is the president of Beautiful Feet International. Melissa, share three scriptures with our audience that really point to God loves life from the womb to the tomb.
Amen. Obviously, Psalm 139, and it just talks about the Lord's love and care for us. And that's one of the things that I really strongly encourage everyone that takes our training. I encourage them to memorize Psalm 139. Some other scriptures that I love to teach are just even from the very beginning, the first chapter of the Bible, Genesis 1:27, which says, "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them." The fact that we are created in the image of God is so powerful. It speaks to the sanctity of human life, not only of men, but of women also. And obviously around the world, we see a tremendous devaluing of women. And so it's such a beautiful thing to see from the very beginning that women also are created in the image of God. And then Jeremiah 1:5, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations." And that is just such a
powerful. Isn't that a powerful, beautiful scripture? Yes, it makes you just shiver because it's so beautiful and it's so God to give that reassuring scripture. How do you get through the barriers of devaluation in those countries where women aren't valued or children may not be valued for their lives?
Again, we work always with nationals. All of our centers are run by nationals and they are believers, and we partner exclusively with Bible believing churches around the world. And so again, what it is that we do is we go and we teach the leadership, we teach the pastors what the Bible has to say. And really it's the Holy Spirit that changes the hearts of these men, opening their eyes to the truth of what the Bible says about the value of women, the value of the unborn, the value of life, and the fact that there are no unplanned pregnancies. Obviously, we know there are pregnancies that are unplanned by us as people, but there is scripture after scripture that talks about God opened the womb, God closed the womb. Every life is planned by God without exception. He has a purpose for every child, for every mom.
If you could summarize what happens at every pregnancy center that you birth, What are the things that are going on there?
The things that are going on there is teaching, evangelism, discipleship, coming alongside women and girls who are terrified and showing them that they are loved, that they are not alone, that God loves them, that He has a plan for them. We do one-on-one counseling, discipleship throughout baby's first year and pregnancy and baby's first year. So it's a period of almost 2 years that we meet with the girls one-on-one. We have a whole curriculum of over 100 lessons where we teach them about how to take care of themselves, how to take care of their babies. We have devotionals for them that are written specifically for pregnancy and for baby's first year. We provide prenatal vitamins, many times diapers and clothing. Actually, they earn them as they take their classes and as they do their devotionals. They earn points with which they can, quote unquote, buy, provide for their babies. So we just teach them, come alongside them and teach them how God loves them and how He has created them and designed them to raise their children to know and love the Lord.
Melissa Hyland is my guest. Beautiful Feet International, a wonderful ministry. We're going to come back after a break, talk about some of the current issues. So please stay tuned. I'm Judy Redlich. This is Encounter. If you've listened to me at any time at all, or you've been friends with me, you know that I love to help people tell their story. Another thing I enjoy doing is helping people find their highest potential. If you're in a life's rut and you just can't figure out how to get past your stuck place, a life coach like me could help. Let me walk with you through your journey of transition. I'm a Christian life coach, and to find out more about my coaching, go to my coaching page at judyredlich.com or email me at jredlichspeaks@gmail.com. Melissa Hyland is my guest. She's the president of Beautiful Feet International. If people just joined us, Melissa, give them the website for your ministry.
It is beautifulfeetinternational.com. And they can also find us on Facebook, Beautiful Feet International.
Beautifulfeetinternational.com or on Facebook under Beautiful Feet International. Let's turn to the Roe versus Wade question. What is it briefly, and what are your thoughts, Melissa?
Okay. I'd like to first start by saying I'm really not an expert on political things, but obviously we know that Roe versus Wade is what made abortion legal, a federal law, throughout the United States. And it's something that is obviously very sad for those of us who love the Lord and love life. As I teach around the world, I teach in a lot of countries where abortion is illegal. And, you know, I have to share what our laws state in the United States. I'm encouraged about what's going on with the Dobbs case in Mississippi that, you know, it may lead to an overturning of Roe versus Wade. I've been in this pro-life movement in the United States for over 25 years and have prayed for God to overturn Roe versus Wade and have always believed that it was going to happen in my lifetime. So wouldn't it be great if it happened now? I would love to see that. But I would also like to encourage people that are listening that will not be the end of the fight against abortion, because as I said, I work in many countries where abortion is illegal and still very common. And many people don't realize that. They think when it's illegal, it's not happening, but It's not true. And so I do pray for God to overturn Roe versus Wade, but I pray beyond that, that abortion will end in the United States and around the world. And I believe that the way that happens is through people coming to know Jesus as their Savior, coming to know the value that not only the children have, but that they have, and that God has a plan for each and every person. And there are no children that are not created in the image of God with something very special.
Boy, that's a challenge to get the word out, but it really takes people sharing their faith, doesn't it? Being open and willing to share what you believe in and how the Lord has changed your life or maybe your opinion on the unborn.
Yes. It is so important because so many people don't know, they don't understand. There are so many people that have been hurt and devastated by abortion, and so I really encourage especially any pastors and leaders that are listening to this to don't let this opportunity pass by, to boldly, unashamedly address this issue of abortion and address it with compassion, because I can guarantee that you have women in your congregation, men in your congregation who have been devastated by abortion. And so we want to talk about how abortion is not God's plan, but also we want to talk about the fact that there is forgiveness for that. If you chose abortion, if you had an abortion, if you encouraged someone else to have an abortion sometime in your life, that does not mean that God will not forgive you. There is forgiveness after that, and you can use that pain to share with other people and to prevent other people from suffering the way you have suffered.
What are some interesting statistics you might want to share with us nationally and internationally?
Thank you for asking. The statistics show that 85% of abortions happen outside of the United States, and 98% of the pro-life funding stays within the United States. And most people are, Americans are really shocked to hear that. So I would just like people to think about that and, you know, consider joining the fight on the international front, not instead of in the United States, but in addition to the fight that we're fighting here in America.
BeautifulFeetInternational.com is Melissa's ministry, Beautiful Feet International. Now, we just have a couple of minutes left, and you have been so full of information today, Melissa. Melissa is the president of Beautiful Feet International. And if people would like more information about Beautiful Feet International, how can they get that?
Our website is beautifulfeetinternational.com, and we are also on Facebook, Beautiful Feet International. We would love to hear from you. There are all kinds of opportunities for you to help us and for us to help you as well.
What about missions trips to those foreign countries where they have established pregnancy centers?
Yes. Every year we take mission teams. It gets trickier and trickier with COVID, but God is good. And in 2021, we were able to take four teams. And so we felt like that was really great. And we're just excited to see what God has for us this year.
Pray for women who are contemplating abortion. Talk to women who you know who are contemplating abortion. Share those three scriptures and other scriptures that you might know. Don't be afraid to share your faith. You know, it could save another life.
Amen.
Well, I'm Judy Redlick, and I hope you've enjoyed this show today. I'd like to encourage you to email with some show ideas that you'd like me to cover on Encounter. You could reach me at jredlick@botradionetwork.com. That's jredlick@botradionetwork.com. www.abortionnetwork.com. We want to cover the topics, the current topics that you'd like to know about, and the current topics that are so important to be educated on in our nation and in our world. And we need you to be a voice to help us be able to do that. Again, you can email me at jredlich@botradionetwork.com. Melissa, thanks so much for joining me. And in closing, do you have something that you'd like to say for 30 seconds?
Yes, I would just say pray for the unborn. Get on your knees and pray for the unborn and for their mothers, for the protection of them and for their moms. God answers prayer.
I'm Judy Redlich. This has been Encounter. Thanks again for tuning in. And Melissa, thank you again for joining me.
God bless you.
Encounter is you and the issues, where the facts and opinions make you an informed citizen of St. Louis. Thank you for your participation. Let a friend know about this talk and issues feature of Bot Radio Network and KSIV. Then join us next time for Encounter.